Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, who represents parts of eight counties from the eastern part of Oswego County to the Mohawk Valley to the southern tier, was in Binghamton yesterday, but refused to talk to reporters about President Trump's comments on Charlottesville. Monica Sandreski has more.
Early Wednesday, Tenney did talk about the attacks in a phone call to WUTQ in Utica.
I condemned it immediately, and I was criticized for not condemning it hard enough. But I think what the president was trying to say is there's fault to be found on both sides. And I think that there is fault to be found on both sides.
She called the president's comments inartful, but by the time she got to the Broome County Airport in the afternoon, she did not want to talk about it.
We can discuss it some other time, but you know, every time I go to an event, I want to have, we're trying to highlight the airport and the needs to the people in Broome County, not tracking the president. So I think it's important that we talk about what we're doing here.
Nationally, politicians from the right and left are criticizing President Trump for his comments that both sides deserve responsibility for the events in Charlottesville. They say there's no equivalence between the neo-Nazis who planned the event and the people who rallied against them. I'm Monica Sandreski for WRVO News.
Tenney did release a statement late yesterday saying that she, quote, urges the president to continue to denounce white supremacy, racism, and intolerance, and work to promote an atmosphere of unity in our nation during this troubling time. Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko also released a statement yesterday saying there is no place in public discourse for racism, bigotry, or white supremacism, and that President Trump should, quote, outright condemn these words and actions under all circumstances.